Don Manzullo of Rockford is on the WGN Newsline. Representative, have you read the entire legislation? Have you read the whole thing?
Read most of it.
We really?
Had, but that's not saying much because the House bill that we voted on was 1,200 pages, and even a lawyer with my trained eyes that did litigation over contract disputes, I had 200 hours in it, and still could not understand all of it. Then we started reading the 300-some page amendment to that one, and then we read the 160-page amendment, but it's impossible to go through the 2,800 pages because when you do that, you have to make reference to laws that are outside of those pages to understand it.
Mm.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. That's why anytime you deal with a bill that deals with one-sixth of the economy of the nation, you should break that bill into 20 different pieces so you know exactly what you're voting upon. And as we anticipated, there are things in that bill that were supposed to be there or not there that the Democrats are gloating about, including immediate coverage for children. They said, oops, we left it out. How many more oopses are we going to find?
You know, I know somebody's going to throw eggs at me for this, but it sounds a lot like the Bible where you're going to wind up with, you know, 3,500 different churches interpreting it in 3,500 different ways.
Well, but at least everything is in one book.
Okay.
So you don't have to go outside the Bible to find out what happened. It happens somewhere within the confines of it.
14,
but this is a mess.
14 states. We're talking with Don Manzullo, mm-hmm. Congressman from Rockford. 14 states so far are suing over the fact that they're going to have to pay for Medicare and they don't more for Medicare and they don't know how they're going to
Medicaid.
Do that. Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Medicaid. And then 15, I guess, are suing over the constitutionality of it. Where does Illinois stand on this?
Well, the Illinois Republican delegation sent a letter to Lisa Madigan to ask her to join in those lawsuits, and she hasn't done that yet. It's a real problem. The Medicaid is broken right now. State of Illinois is about $1.6 billion behind in educational expenses. I mean, teachers are being laid off, et cetera. This bill will add somewhere between 300,000 and 350,000 people in Illinois to the Medicaid rolls, and that's somewhere between $400 million and $600 million a year, not counting additional administrative staff that Illinois has to look to the federal government for reimbursement if, in fact, the federal government decides to reimburse. So, I mean, this is a huge, huge expansion of Medicaid, and that actually is Nancy Pelosi's idea of expanding health insurance coverage by putting 16 million more people onto the Medicaid rolls. It's so bad, the state of Washington is not taking any more Medicaid prescriptive orders from new people because the present system pays so little that even Walgreens can't even make expenses on it.
Now, I think, Representative, everyone agrees that we need healthcare reform in this country, that healthcare is totally off the rails. I agree with that. I've thought that for decades now. But the question is, this is kind of like saying we need more groceries, but we're broke. Let's go to Whole Foods and just order everything we can and have it delivered, but there's no real way to pay for it. Is that a correct analogy? We don't have any way to pay.
At least with Whole Foods, you're guaranteed you're going to get something to eat. What we have here is something called, quote, comprehensive, end of quote, health care reform. That's the problem. If this bill had been broken into 20 different pieces, one piece, for example, could have been expansion of community health centers. They are very popular, and even though people would not have their insurance expanded, they would have had medical services expanded. I mean, that's what we're trying to do to people who simply cannot afford insurance and fall into the lower income categories. And you could have gone piece by piece by piece to find all the things that are popular, that are work, that are budget busting. Instead, now we have $500 billion in new taxes, $500 billion in Medicare cuts. We have 16,500 new IRS agents have to be added just to audit to see those people who are not paying health and accident insurance or have a policy that doesn't qualify. under the federal guidelines. I mean, it's you look at it and people are going to start pulling their hair out and say, you know, what have we done here in Washington? Well, Washington passed that monster bill, and our goal is to repeal what's bad and to keep what's good.
Okay, well, there are two things here. One of them is I understand that one of the loopholes that they're trying to fix today has to do with pre-existing conditions and insuring children, and the other has to do with what chance do you have with Lisa Madigan? 618, Congressman Dan Manzullo, U.S. Representative of the Rockford area, is on the WGN Newsline. We're talking about health care reform. What about this loophole? I understand that children with pre-existing conditions would not be, or they could be refused coverage under this?
Well, the bill was touted as having that in it, even though those kids are probably already covered, or most of them under SCHIP state programs. But it's you know, you pass this bill, and then even before it's a day old, someone says, oops, we left this out. I mean, the Senate's over there going to be debating whether or not taxpayers should have to pay for Viagra for people on Medicare and Medicaid.
Including sex offenders, right?
Well, I guess it applies across the board on it. But That's why you can't have a large bill to cover one-sixth of the economy. It just doesn't work that way. We, you know, when the Republicans control the House, we passed on two different occasions meaningful tort reform to bring down the high cost of malpractice insurance for doctors and hospitals, and so they didn't have to practice defensive medicine. That's nowhere in this bill. I mean, there's nothing in this bill that's going to bring down the actual cost of health care. So those continue to rise up. We passed them twice in the House, and the Senate didn't pick it up because there weren't 60 votes over there in favor of it. And we passed association health plans on three different occasions. It went over to the Senate, and the Democrats defeated it and lost by two votes. So, you know, whenever we've made real good faith attempts in piecemeal bills to reform the system, They've been knocked back by the Democrats, who said, you know, we want everything in one comprehensive bill, or we want nothing at all.
You've got 15 states suing the federal government mm-hmm. over this legislation. You have a right. Democrat as an attorney general in the state of Illinois, and this is more of a symbolic issue for both parties than anything else. In asking her to sue, isn't that sort of like standing on the bridge of a fast-moving sailing ship
and urinating
into the wind?
Because there's already one Democratic attorney general who's joined in this lawsuit. I think, and I can't remember which state he's from, but there's already one in there. Lisa Madigan should join in this thing because of the oppressive nature it's going to have on making Illinois' budget even worse. I mean, there are two issues going on. One issue is whether or not the federal government has the authority under the Constitution to force people to buy insurance. That's the narrower constitutional issue, with the attorneys general saying that that's a power that's reserved to the states and certainly not to the federal government. The second issue is the oppressive nature of the unfunded mandate of the huge expansion of Medicaid. And I mean, states like California could add, you know, 1.5 million people to Medicaid, but Illinois adding, can you imagine adding 300,000 to 350,000 people? And then at the same time that these people are, quote, getting coverage, you have physicians that are saying, I'm sorry, we're not going to take Medicaid reimbursement, and refusing to see the people.
Last question for you. Mm-hmm. What happens come November?
Well, we don't know. I mean, that's the last thing I got my eyes on at this point, because I've been really concerned about the people who have called my office with very, very legitimate complaints about inability to get health and accident insurance reasonably, if at all, because of pre-existing ailments. The adults under this bill that just was signed yesterday will have to wait 4 years before that takes effect, even though there's some money going into state pools to allow that, but Illinois already has a state pool for people in that category, and there's a long waiting line, and the premiums are very expensive. I mean, my heart goes out to the people who really need help on health insurance, and they're simply not going to get it under this bill.
Congressman, thanks for the time, and we look forward to hearing what Ms. Manigan decides.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Don Manzullo, your congressman from the Rockford area.